Here's a thought about pens, pencils, and signing your prints. And I have to start by saying, absolutely, you must sign your prints. Well, you don't have to. This is the art world. You can do anything you want, but you would be well advised to sign your prints, because without a signature, it's sometimes impossible to determine who the photographer was. Therefore, there's no provenance possibilities whatsoever. And for collectors, this is a huge deal. I know a photographer passed away some time ago. I won't mention names because I don't want to embarrass them. But when they passed away, they had boxes and boxes and boxes of unsigned prints. The strategy was to sign a print every time it was sent out into the world, every time it was purchased or donated or whatever. So there were no signatures on any of the prints, and then the photographer was gone. Now the family has all of these boxes of lovely prints and can't do anything with them because there's no signature. So that's the first thing is, you must sign your prints. And the convention, of course, is to sign it on the piece of photographic paper itself, slightly lower than the image, and flush right with the image, so that it's there, but not overlapping, not overwriting the image at all. There are some people who like to write in the image. I'm not in favor of that because I think it boogers up the aesthetic of the image. And I know that some people trim the photo paper right to the edge of the image and then affix it to the backer board somehow, dry mounting or something like that, and then sign on the backer mat board. That's not a method that I am in favor of either, because it's always possible that the print and the mat board can become separated, then you lose the signature. So if you print your images on a piece of paper that's larger than the image and leave a margin around it, then you've got room to write your signature and maybe the edition number and any other provenance information you want to include. The question, though, is, do you sign in pen, in pencil, or some other device? And believe it or not, I've put a lot of time and energy into this and looked at lots of alternatives. This goes back maybe 20, 25 years or so. And I finally came to the following conclusion. First, do not use pen, because ink, with a couple of exceptions, ink is not permanent. It will fade with time. I don't care what kind of ink you have, it will. So if you're going to sign with ink, at least get archival ink that is pigment-based. And there are pens that are archival pigment ink. I use and have for years used the Pigma Micron 05, and it's a lovely pen for signing, particularly on glossy paper. It does make a bold black signature, and some people find that a little bit problematic, and that's one of the advantages of using pencil, is you can use a relatively hard pencil lead so that it doesn't make a deep black signature. It's a little lighter gray and doesn't compete so much with the print. But if you try to sign using a pencil, hard or soft, on glossy paper, it just doesn't work. So pencil works great if you're using a matte paper. And I actually prefer that for matte paper because it applies easier, so your signature will look better. But on top of that, the carbon pigments that are in pencils are essentially archival by nature, so they're not going to go away. The paper will probably dissolve and deteriorate before the carbon-based pencil signature becomes invisible. There is, however, one other alternative that I've used for years on glossy paper that's neither pencil nor pigment-based ink, and that is what's called a blank stylus. It's just a stylus that has a little ball on the end of it, but no ink, there's no material that's transferred from the stylus to the paper. All it does is make an indentation in the paper. And I've used this technique for years because that way my signature is there and anybody who wants to see it can. But when you stand back from the print a ways and you've got it hanging on the wall or something, you can't see that indented signature at all. So it doesn't interfere with the print at all. Now, for some people, that's a mistake because they want the signature to be seen because it's part of the artwork and helps make the work valuable. And I understand that, and if I were a famous photographer, then that might persuade me. But if what you're trying to do is have a signature but not have it very visible, this method of writing with a stylus that has a ball on the end of it and just making an indentation in the paper with no ink works exceedingly well. So there's three alternatives. Pencil for matte papers, and you can choose a soft lead or a hard lead depending on how black you want the signature to be and how visible. A pigment-based pen for glossy papers and other materials that don't accept pencil, don't transfer the graphite, etc. And then an indentation tool to apply a signature without applying any pigment or ink or anything. That ensures the signature is there, but doesn't interfere with the visual appreciation of the print. Whichever method you choose, and I definitely recommend that you choose a method and have a strategy for your signature, think it through carefully, because there are options, and there are reasons to include a signature, and not very many reasons to not include a signature. And potential collectors or even family members in the future might appreciate the time and energy you put into thinking about how you sign your precious artwork.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.